You completing the formula is laughable. Laughable? How about I'm the glue that keeps this train moving? That doesn't make sense. Well, I'm the visionary, the motivation, the ideas guy. I'm Steve and you're Wozniak.
You're talking about a fictional movie?
What? Of course I'm talking about a movie. Nobody makes that kind of money for real.
Well, in the movie, they're both named Steve.
Dude, you're getting off track again. That's not the point.
Well, Woz is the smart guy who doesn't really need Steve.
You're crazy, man. They're both smart. Woz just has the, what's that word?
Technical expertise.
Exactly. And he'd still be tinkering in his parents' garage if it wasn't for Steve. Your garage is this high school lab. I can sell this idea to the people, brother, and get you out of here.
Well, I'm the upgraded Woz, and for the sake of this real-life movie, you could call me by my real name, which is Richard.
And Richard doesn't need Eugene or the pretend Steve. Dude, I told you, don't call me that!
Then leave, Eugene, and take your drank prototype with you.
So, it's like that.
Yeah, it's like that.
I'll show you and you'll get none of the credit and all the bennies will come to this sexy skunk, you prick.
Oh my God, I do not know where to begin with that sentence.
Feeling very unappreciated, the skunk stares at the prick. The skunk's eyes narrow. He starts to breathe heavily. Snatching the formula book and a few samples, he storms out of the laboratory. Richard returns to working on his magnet project as if unfazed by the skunk's dramatics. 3 minutes later, Richard looks up as the skunk marches back in, trying to keep the same level of anger. The skunk says,
"Another thing! You should change your name from Richard to Prick! Everyone calls you that anyway!"
He grabs as many samples as his stubby arms can possibly carry and shuffles out again, dropping a few cans on the way. 6 minutes later, Richard looks up as the skunk storms in, grabs his pencil, blueprints, papers, and several beakers, and displays a balancing act as he slowly moves out of the room. 15 minutes later, the skunk re-enters the room, swinging the door shut. He stands there tapping his foot with his arms folded. Richard looks up from his work.
What?
The skunk's head tilts to the side without looking at him directly. He says,
"I need a ride home. Please!"
Richard laughs, holding his hands up as if they were quotation marks.
"Dude, why would you want to ride from a prick?"
Richard clears his throat.
"You need a real job."
Skunk gives a quick response.
"I don't do jobs, man. Job stands for just about broke. I have an entrepreneurial spirit in me, like all skunks."
"You do know that about starts with an A, right?"
"Yeah, so?"
Richard raises his eyebrows.
"Okay then, never mind, no J-A-B for you. Let me finish connecting this to that and—
Why are you pointing a gun at me?"
"Calm down, skunk. This is a modification of the .45 caliber Tesla hybrid magnet with a gun-shaped exterior for easy trigger. I call it the 22 Tesla. If I point it at you like so—"
"Hey, don't point that at me! Stop! You can have the formula! Please don't! They said you would go crazy one day! Have pity on me! I'm just a lowly skunk!"
Prick turns his left eyebrow up, closes his right eye, and then squeezes the trigger. Chapter 1. Judgment Day.
"Mr. Richard Johnson, a.k.a. Prick, you were charged with vandalism, theft, indecent exposure, and public intoxication. How do you plead?"
"For the record, Your Honor, I do not refer to myself as Prick."
"You don't have to, Mr. Johnson. Now answer the question."
"Not guilty, Your Honor."
His attorney, Becky, laughs.
"OMG! You did all that? You have got to be kidding me. I have to tell Janelle about this. She is not going to believe it."